Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, listeners. Welcome to your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yes, I did say hump day, just in case you were wondering. It is Wednesday, the 25th of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Starting things off in Apple land today. In fact, we got a couple of stories coming from Apple land today. Guess the folks over at Apple been kind of taking a look at Amazon, thinking, you know what? Amazon's Echo speaker? That's kind of cool. We haven't been doing anything like that. So it looks like Amazon's Echo, yep, might have competition come WWDC time. Apple is reportedly working on an Echo-like device that's finally going to let Siri be opened up to third-party developers. So yes, just like Amazon's Echo, you'll be able to buy movie tickets, request an Uber, all a bunch of sort of stuff that you can do with Siri now, but without your phone. Now, we don't know if the actual product is going to be unveiled at the WWDC. That might be a little bit later along with the iPhone. You never know. But one thing we're definitely hearing is that the Siri SDK will be made available in time for WWDC in June. I know, kind of cool, but I'm also a little underwhelmed. You're telling me all the design resources went into making an Amazon Echo competitor? I think they should have stuck it on the new upcoming iPhone instead. Speaking of design changes, staying with Apple, of course, in about time we had a freaking new MacBook or MacBook Air or something. I mean, come on, the design is getting a little stale. I mean, really, the design hasn't changed since 2010. Well, apparently Apple's hearing us. I don't know if they're going to hear us this year, probably next year, along with everything else. But apparently Apple is radically redesigning the MacBook Pro this fall, and possibly an Air along with it. So what's this new radical design going to be like? Well, apparently the MacBook, of course, will still be ultra thin, and have a secondary touchscreen for key functions and fingerprint sensor and all that sort of stuff. Ah, okay, I kind of see where this is going. I think Tim was just sitting at his desk one day going, "All right, guys, I got a great idea. Put two iPads together. Voila, MacBook. Wow." Google Maps, you know, you love it, you use it, you depend on it. Google knows that too. That's why they're going to start throwing more ads at you. Lovely. Yes, Google says they're going to start experimenting with showing logos for physical businesses' locations on Google Maps. And no, this isn't just going to be on your mobile app either. You're also going to have these lovely little things in your browser version too. These lovely little ads that Google's referring to are actually called promoted pins. Oh, like that's supposed to make us feel all gooey inside. Thanks, Google. So when you see a pin, it may not be the pin you really wanted to see. It's actually an ad. Now, I know. Shouldn't complain. This is the natural way of Google to offer more advertising space for advertisers. And we have to remember at the end of the day, how much did you pay for Google Maps? Yeah. And finally, Foursquare. Yeah, remember that? You still using it? Yeah, me neither. Seems Foursquare, though, is taking note of this and is remaking itself into a lovely little bot. And its service is aiming to provide you tips for where to eat, drink, and do other things. Now, according to Foursquare's blog post over there, they're saying it's an awesome app that's going to give you a link to awesome food and great nightlife spots. You know, where all the hipsters are hanging out. So I know, where's the bot thing come into play here? Well, there's a chatbot on the thing, so in case you're lonely at one of these hot spots, you can talk to Marsbot. But the company said don't refer to it like a chatbot. They're saying their goal with Marsbot is to give you the answers before you even ask. That sounds invasive to me. I don't know about you. In any case, if you're intrigued, it's probably as much as I am. I'm sure there's a spot on your home screen somewhere for at least a couple of weeks to try it out. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. Come on, you know the place already. That's where all the great BTN shows live. Get on over there, check them all out. Want to know what's happening around the BTN network? Well, you can follow them on Twitter at British Tech. If you hear whatever the hell I'm doing too, you can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can really hang out with all of us at the British Tech Network and all the listeners, and everybody is just one big fun community. That is in our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, yes, you guessed it. I read your mind, just like Marsbot does. Thursday edition. It will be late. Sorry. But we will get you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day. And thank you very much for listening.